Episode 63, What Does Your Love Reflect?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Yes, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. It really is. And I hope you are having a stupendous, terrific, wonderful, extraordinary day. Now, maybe you're not. And you're like, well, Christiane, I'm really not. Well, today I'm going to share a lot of love with you. Yes, lots of love. And because you deserve to be loved. And you truly are beautiful from the inside out. And sometimes I think we look at ourselves in the mirror and we're like, I'm not looking too good today, or I feel a little bit older. Life happens and it can age us sometimes more by the way we look than by the way we act and how we feel. And so I really want you to just take a deep breath with me and let's just relax. Let's chat. Let's have some girl time, because I'm all about the girl time and I so love chatting with you. And thank you. Thank you for those of you who are subscribing and rating and reviewing us on iTunes. Thank you so much. That is getting Create Your Now Your Best Selfie podcast out there to many other women like you. What an amazing community we have. I'm so honored that that you want to chat, because it is. It's awesome. I just feel like I'm picking up the telephone and saying, hey, you got a minute? Because really, do you have a minute? All right. Also, wanted to remind you that if you're wanting some a free consultation, you want to chat with me, go to createyournow.com and you can sign up on the right-hand side there on the sidebar. There's a little green button. Sign up for a time just to chat with me. It will give us the opportunity to get to know each other. And more importantly, I get to hear about where you are and where you want to be in your life. And I can partner with you. I love that. Absolutely love that. So be sure to go sign up, createyournow.com, and sign up for that free consultation. Okay, I want to start with a quote, and it comes from Confucius. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. I kind of, when I read that quote came across, I was like, ah, that kind of goes along with my kiss. You know, the whole kiss idea, keep it simple strategy. And we talk about kisses, keep it simple strategy, easy solutions. We do sometimes complicate it because life happens. And so Confucius says it so well, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. With that in mind, I wanted to jump into today's chat and really dig a little bit deeper. What does your love reflect? What does it reflect? You're like, well, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I'm too busy to think about it. Remember, life is really simple, but we tend to complicate it. Well, it's weird how life does happen, and we do complicate it by what we do in it. And I started thinking about what I should chat about with you today. And because, you know, life is huge. And there's so much that we cover. I mean, we cover everything from motherhood to being a woman, to being married, to the food we eat, to fitness, to health, to career. I mean, it's the gamut. It's called life. And so life is so huge. And I thought, you know what? What is one huge thing in life? And it's what we all desire most, is to be loved. And so I started thinking about that more, and I said, And as I got to thinking, I was like, well, okay, I love very deeply. In fact, I tell you all at the end, I love you. And I do, I truly do love you. Now, there's different degrees of love. The Greeks actually name like 7 different words are given to the word love and the meaning of it. And so it goes very deep. But when I started thinking about what does your love reflect, course, I turned it and said, what does my love reflect? I started thinking about my love for my husband, my love for my God, my love for my children, my love for even me, my love for my friends, my love for my family, my brother and sister, my love for my dad and mom and my grandparents. And I really, it took me to this place of, what does it look like? If I was to hold up and I could see how that love is reflected, what does it look like? Well, yesterday I had the awesome opportunity to experience something amazing. And so I have to share this story with you. My husband came home yesterday and he came home earlier, which was awesome. I mean, I love it when he's able to come home early. And he headed in towards the kitchen. And he goes, I'm going to go drop myself off and then I'll come and do the dishes. And I was like, oh, sweetheart, you don't have to do that. And his response was, I'm home. And that's all he said and walked away. And I was like, well, how sweet, he's going to do the dishes. So he came home earlier and I was working and doing my own thing. And, you know, come on, really? Now, nothing is sexier than having a man in the kitchen. And if he can cook, it's even better. Now, mine, he's great at doing the dishes. Cooking, not so much. He can do the box stuff, but that's where it ends. I get to do the cooking, which is fine because I love to cook. But that's just a sidebar. So I was working and doing my recording and writing and preparing things and getting everything ready for you all, for the business as we're expanding slowly. And I walked back into the kitchen and it was like a totally new room. I mean, everything had its place. It was in its place. The dishes were done. The cutting board that I had on there with the knife was put away and cleaned. I had a couple glass dishes that were out that had been washed but just hadn't been put away. They were all put away. My shake stuff was put away. The paper plates were put away. Everything had a place. The sink was totally scrubbed and cleaned. The counters glistened and sparkled. Everything was in its place. And I stood there and I was like, oh my goodness, this looks like a totally different room. Now, I had already done the vacuuming and the dusting, and so the main floor looked very clean, okay? It's not like I'm living in dirt or anything, but our house is all connected. The living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the foyer, everything, it's all connected. It's one big, huge room, which I love because we're a big family, so we just do all things together in one area. Well, the neat thing was is that, man, the counters were clear. And my mom was always one that said, when your counters are clear, your house always looks cleaner. And she's right. But you see, my hubby came home early and just did this. He cleaned it. He even cleaned the stove top. I mean, everything was wiped down. There, you could see my fingerprint if I touched something. That's how clean it was. I mean, it just thrilled my soul. It was just awesome. You see, and then, so it got me thinking, okay, well, this was wonderful. He gave this to me. And remember I said, oh, honey, you don't have to do the dishes. And he said, I'm home. That was it. It was just, I'm home. Well, as I dug a little bit deeper, I started looking at love and comparing it to my kitchen. And when I walk into our house, we go through a utility room. And then when I come in, everything goes into the kitchen. So if I'm carrying the mail in or the groceries or whatever, it all goes on the counter and it all sits there. And so it can get cluttered and pretty chaotic really fast. And with as many bodies as there are in our household, and we're always on the go. I mean, it's like we're an infinity of on the go. It's awesome, but it is. There's nonstop unless if it's sleeping time. And I love that time, by the way. And so I started looking at the kitchen as if it was love and how it reflected love. And sometimes we try to take what we think love is and we try to stuff it all in there. So how we show our love is by having our kids involved in activities, being the best at everything, getting extra tutors here, not just because they need to get good grades, But beyond that, we've got individual coaches now that are coaching our kids so they can be the best soccer player in third grade. We stuff ourselves with having to be involved in so many different things, our girlfriend outings. We fill it with the clubs that we have to do. Maybe it's an auxiliary hospital group you're with, or the PTO or the reading club. Then you've got your work. Now, if you're a stay-at-home mom, that's still work. I'm telling you right now, you are the CEO of your household. I just gave you a promotion. How do you feel now? You're the CEO of a household. Yours, okay? But you have work that has to be done. You may be in a corporate job. You have work that has to be done. And it's not just at work. You bring it home. Why? Because technology allows us to bring it home. And then that doesn't account for anything that happens just in life. The bills, the mail, the grocery shopping, the laundry, the cleaning, like I was talking about, the vacuuming, the dusting. I mean, just life, picking up the toys. How many toys are all over your floor right now? Yeah, I can count too many. And if you have pets, it's worse. The bones are everywhere. So you start to ask yourself, what does my love reflect? Am I just stuffing things in to do because that's showing my love for them? I'm spending money on them, not necessarily time always. We're doing everything that they want to do, and we're getting it done, we think, as to how it should be done, but we're just filling it with stuff. Kind of like our closet. It reminds me of when I did the episode, and I yelled, I don't have anything to wear. If you didn't catch that one, it was the very early stages in the podcast. So go back there. You'll catch it. And the crazy thing is our closet kind of represents that too. It's so stuffed. We don't know. We can't see through all the different colors because it's just crammed in there with stuff. But what you're really looking for is love, something of meaning, something that gives you purpose to continue on. When you have those bad days, when you're tired, what does your love reflect? So you may say, you know, I don't know. Maybe I am stuffing my schedule with things, thinking that I'm giving out of love. You know, it's almost as if we're afraid to have a void, to have an empty space. And having that empty space maybe means we're not loved. If we're not busy enough, are we not loved? So what does your love reflect? When you look at your life, when you look at your kitchen, when you look at your love, how do you express that to your significant other, your spouse, your hubby, your beau? How do you express it to the children? Do you actually tell them you love them? Because I know some of us even have that, you know, tough of a time actually saying, I love you, because maybe it was never told to you. And so the way of showing your love and giving your love is by stuffing it full of stuff, to-dos. Honey, to-do list. Is that what your love reflects? You see, I look at love, and like I said, in the Greek definition of love, there's like seven different words that define love. And that's a lot if you think about it. Of course, we're not going to go into that today, but I did want to highlight two things. One is, when you give, do you give expecting something in return? Or do you give expecting nothing? Okay, so go back to the first one. Do you give expecting something in return? That could even be just a thank you. An acknowledgement. Now, yes, manners are important. Don't get me wrong, moms. I'm all for manners. But I'm saying, if you give something and you're hoping that they will in return acknowledge you or say, oh, thank you so much, or they're going to show something, are you expecting something in return? Or are you giving, expecting nothing in return? You see, when we give with no strings attached, that's called sacrificial love. And that is a love that is unconditional. There's no strings attached. You do it because you can. You give it because you want to. You have that opportunity to. And so you say, wow, Christiane, this sounds great. What does my love reflect? What does your love reflect? Well, today the kiss is simply this, is I want you to really think about what your love reflects, how you give love to others. And when you do that, I want you to be intentional with sacrificial love. And you say, okay, that sounds easy enough. I can do that. But there's three questions that go with that, okay? And they are these. Number one, when you love, who are you serving? When you love, how are you giving? And number three, when you love, what are you expecting? You see, it's really important to be able to answer those. Because sometimes what happens is we think we're loving, but all around it comes back to us. And it's because we want acknowledgement. We want to be put up on a pedestal. We want the attention. We want to say, ha ha, I got you the best gift ever. I beat out Tom and Jane. So why do you love the way you love? What does your love reflect? You see, you are leading and leaving a legacy, leading and leaving. That's a tongue twister. A legacy of love for you, for your children, for your family, eventually your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. What does that love reflect? I really want to encourage you to be intentional with sacrificial love, loving unconditionally with absolutely no strings attached. You see, my hubby came home early yesterday and he said, I'm going to do the dishes. And I said, sweetheart, you don't have to. And he goes, no, I'm home. That's sacrificial love. There was nothing expected in return. Nothing. And he did the extra stuff. That's sacrificial love. What does your love reflect? Go out and show and be intentional with the love that you give, the sacrificial love that only you can. And maybe if this is an area you need to work on, that's okay, because we all need it. We all need to work on how we give, how we show love. You can do this. I know you can, because you have a heart of gold, and it is just beaming with love that you want to share. So go out, be intentional, and share that sacrificial love today. Okay? You can do it. I know you can. Yes. And remember, if you want to chat, be sure to go to createyournow.com and sign up for a consultation with me. I would love the opportunity to chat with you. I love you all very much. And I truly mean, I love you all very much. No strings attached, just because you matter. We'll see you all on the other side. Hugs, loves, and blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.